Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Andy Goss, author of The Secret of Money, also Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. Those are two of his books. I encourage you to find him at Andy Goss, G-A-U-S-E, andygoss.com. Find his writings there, and you'll find out more about his what he does as a U.S. a gold coin, precious metals coin expert, right, Andy? Is that a good way to say it?
That's a good way to say it. I don't deal in blocks or bricks or bars of gold or silver. That's what they make illegal because it's a strategic metal. But rather, the old $20 gold pieces, the old silver dollars, the half dollars, the 40s and 50s. That's right.
How are the silver dollars these days? Are they up or down?
Fantastically up. In fact, collectors of silver dollars, probably the number one collector in the numismatic market. And I recently saw a silver dollar from the 1880s, Billy the Kid coin, sell for nearly $1 million.
Wow.
I say it was perfect. You would have amazed that it hung around for 150 years in this kind of condition. But the person that bought it obviously had very deep pockets.
No kidding.
Didn't even flinch. Just left his hand in the air until it was his coin.
That's amazing. Hey, Andy, what's going on right now with the Fed in raising rates? If they raise rates again today, that's going to increase interest rates in the United States, which is going to pull the equal and opposite reaction. The Mr. Newton's laws is going to cause money to be pulled from other countries. Because the global economy is not doing as well as the U.S. economy is, it's been reported to me. And I'm really tracking as close as I can the sentiment of the stakeholders who are being affected by President Trump's trade negotiations. I had the chief economist of the manufacturers on the show yesterday. He said our people are still giving Mr. Trump some latitude. I've talked to the farmers. They said they're still giving President Trump some latitude. I've talked to small business sectors. They're still giving the president some latitude. With the dollar pressure coming into here, into the United States with the interest rates, isn't all this accruing to give him extra leverage for his trade negotiations?
You bet it is. I mean, he's handled this brilliantly as a person who was supporting him from the escalator ride down. You know, I'd like, oh, I can't believe he said that. I can't believe he said that. Lord knows, I can't believe he said that.
Right.
But, again, when it came to putting the rubber to the road, this was the formula. You know.
Did we lose him? All right, so we're going to get Andy back on the show. So, folks, you heard. Go ahead and get him back, Sam. You heard what he said. You heard what Andy said. I mean, this is watch what's going on across the world out there. The Fed raises rates, interest rates goes up. That makes this more of a safe haven for folks. Are you back, Andy? That makes this more of a safe haven for foreign dollars. A lot of times those dollars are coming from because a lot of our trade partners who we need to negotiate better deals from, a lot of their debt is denominated in dollars, and so they've got the dollars, and it's giving some leverage to President Trump. Are you back, Andy? Still waiting on him. Well, I guess we lost him. So think about this, folks. The manufacturers are giving President Trump some latitude. The farmers are. Small business sector is. Regardless of who, those are three major stakeholders in what's going on with these trade negotiations. And so whenever you hear people talk about whether he's doing the right thing. He's got some backing. The economy's doing great. I think the Fed is helping him. This is a perfect storm time for the United States to stick to our trade negotiation guns, I think. Andy, are you there? Still don't have you back. Sorry about miss. We lost Andy Goss because he's such a smart guy. So, folks, think about this. I want to remind you of something I've said to you. I want to remind you of something I've said to you in the last couple of months. Nobody else is talking about this. Imagine what the economy in the United States could look like on the other side of resetting all these trade deals. Think about that. It could be, we could have economic growth like we've never seen before for as far as the eye can see. Think about it. I'm Jim Blessingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.